Welcome to Freedom Frenzy. I guess I get to do the intro today because Jerry's there, but just hanging out, relaxing, probably getting his tea. You guys, we're going to have so much fun today because we've got Ivan Stein coming on with us at 10:29 Central Time to talk about the coming events of December 21, 2012. And in the meantime, Jerry and I will get to pontificate on hit and run news and all other sorts of fun stuff. You know, we've actually enjoyed a couple of days of happy weather here in Texas. I think the Eastern Seaboard's about to get nailed again. I'm hearing rumors from my friends in Atlanta that they're expecting more time stranded at home. So while America, certain parts of America are stranded, I hope that they will use some good quality time raising Cain with all of our legislative bodies that are back in session advancing this wonderful thing called tyranny. You know, the hypocrisy of America, Jerry, is mind-boggling. When you consider China's in town, essentially, China's president has been visiting at the White House, and the chastisements from American tyrants toward the Chinese is hysterical. That they have a long way to go on human rights issues. American dictators are not pleased with the flood of money that China has recently ensued in their country, similar to the Federal Reserve here. And other things. I just sit there, Jerry, and kind of go, really? Huh. Very interesting. And that was kind of one of the things I was trying to get at with them when we interviewed Wesley of TSAtyranny.com. You know, we in America, I think we have got this opinion of who we are and what we are that is radically juxtaposed against an aggressive, violent society and foreign policy that is indefensible from a Christian point of view. One of my friends from my church in West End in Georgia called me last night, and I just said, Diane, I need to hear my Pastor Bright's sermon blasting all this evil that we do throughout government. It just still amazes me that people get excited about the Republican Party. They think the Republican Party is the answer, that they wag their finger at countries like Iran, Iraq, and China. And, you know, in the meantime, we really have a whole forest that we need to take out of our eye before we take a speck out of somebody else's. You know, I think that going back to the beginning, history is power. How was it that America was founded? Where did we lose sight of natural rights and natural law? So many of the sound bites that we pull out, the little quotes, they're very comforting and they're very pleasing and they're very beautiful. And when you look at some of the events swirling around the sound bites, the hypocrisy was not so far removed from the hypocrisy we're experiencing today. And by that, I mean, you know, while claiming Christianity and praying to the Lord and talking about his predestined will for our newly founded country, you know, our imperialistic conquest of the Indians, I mean, that's a fact. And the growth of slavery in the American colonies and then in the United States is just shocking and deplorable. So we really need a first revolution. We need a revolution where finally natural rights and natural law is the supreme law of the land. After this break, we'll be right back with Hit and Run News. Stay tuned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
And one for tech support, or text support. So I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to. Okay, everything's working cool. I've got Skype. I can type on, and I've got audio, and
all right, Gary,
we're good to go. We're good to go. Took two computers to do that, but here we go. Do you want me to start now, since you've had to make all that hot air for the opening because I wasn't here?
Jerry, I'm ready to roll with my first story.
Okay, well, go ahead then.
The Associated Press put out the story that President Barack Obama is looking to assure Americans they should not fear China's economic rise using Chinese President Hu Jintao. Is that how you say his name?
Hu? Jintao? Yeah. Jintao?
Jintao. High-profile state visit to announce job-creating business deals worth billions of dollars to U.S. companies. Of course, key operating word there, to U.S. companies, not Americans. And another big American concern, human rights, Hugh conceded that a lot still needs to be done to improve China's record. Is that not hysterical, Jerry? The business deals and Hugh's human rights comments were among the highlights of a ceremony-packed day seen as key to building trust between the world's two top powers. 5 years after his last visit to the White House, one that was marred by protocol blunders, Hugh was feted Wednesday with the full pomp of a state visit, including a lavish dinner with some of Washington's most powerful figures.
And yeah, did you see that hideous dress that Michelle Obama was wearing?
I only saw the bodice part of it, and I thought it was rather elegant.
Really? I thought it was hideous.
All right, well, I'll have to get a look at a picture of it when it's your turn. The two sides played down differences and stressed areas of cooperation, ranging from a plan to cooperate on nuclear security to an extension of the loan of two Chinese pandas to Washington Zoo. Oh, good heavens! Are these people for real? On Thursday, Hugh could face a tougher audience when he meets with U.S. lawmakers, a few of whom skipped the dinner and have been deeply critical of China's authoritarian government. Ah, the hypocrisy. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid called Hugh a dictator in an interview Wednesday, although he later tried to recant the comment. In the House, several Republican lawmakers assailed the Chinese government's record on, get this, human rights, military expansion, financial strategy, and weapons sales. This is hysterical. Later Thursday, Hugh was to address trade and economic concerns at the U.S.-China Business Council in Washington, and so on and so forth.
Well, regardless, dear, it's probably providential to get at least two or three of your children to learn to speak Mandarin.
Oh, we've already started, Jerry. We are well progressed in that line of education. Not! I'm just kidding. How many Italian? It's the language of lovers. I just think it's such a good idea. And good food.
Oh, yeah. Lots of garlic, lots of oregano, all that good stuff. Well, let's talk about the tyranny at home here for just a minute. In the Wyoming legislature, and you know, when you think of the word Wyoming, you don't think about tyranny in particular, but apparently geographic location has no bearing on where tyranny sits down and takes up housekeeping. Anyway, there's a bill there to force suspected drunken drivers to submit to a breath, blood, or urine test for alcohol, and it's headed for the House floor to be debated. Put in different words, one will now be compelled to deliver up evidence against oneself, yet another serious blow to those purportedly protected rights that we're all supposed to have and enjoy. House Bill 29, sponsored by Representative Keith Gingrey, no relation that I'm aware of, dear. He's a Republican from Jackson, Wyoming, has received endorsement by the House Judiciary Committee this past Monday morning on a 5-4 vote. Although in the end it was indeed insufficient, I'm warmed to know that at least 44% of that panel knew it was wrong, morally and otherwise. Patterned after South Dakota's tough law, the bill would repeal Wyoming's 50-year-old implied consent law that allows suspected drunken drivers to refuse any tests for alcohol. Gingrey, a Teton County prosecutor, said the bill is targeted at repeat offenders. Now, are they going to ask you that question on the side of the road? Are you a repeat offender? Well, here, blow up this balloon. No, they're not going to do that. That's
yeah, exactly.
Anyway, it's aimed purportedly at repeat offenders with high blood alcohol levels who know how to use the law to avoid punishment. Now, wait a minute here. We've got somebody that's got a high blood alcohol level, and yet they're still mentally aware, and their mental acuity is such that they would know what to do on the side of the road when they're pulled over. Now, does that constitute drunkenness? And isn't that the issue here? And isn't the fact that we're trying to apply a one-size-fits-all scale of any fashion to the entire populace, isn't that arbitrary and wrong? Apparently, this action is driven by the fact that only 25% of drivers arrested for drunken driving in Gingrey's County refused a breathalyzer or other test for alcohol. But 75% of drivers arrested for a second or subsequent offense balk at any test. Do you imagine that they're finding something out that the government doesn't want them to find out? And sufficient numbers have found out that they don't have to participate, and as a result, don't, and the state's missing out on some revenue there? This is what it's all about. Under the state's nearly 40-year-old implied consent law, suspected drunken drivers can refuse an alcohol test. In doing so, of course, they avoid any criminal penalty but face suspension of their driver's licenses. And there's another sticky wicket, too, isn't it? Those driver's licenses. Aren't you supposed to be in commerce in order to have one of those? We need to do some sort of expose on that, dear. We really do. And
we really do. License expose.
Yes, let's try to cobble some information together. And if any of you folks out there have some stuff that you think we need to look at and maybe incorporate into that expose, send us an email with that information or a link to four, Life and Liberty at bellsouth.net. We'll be happy to take a look at it and see what we can cobble together and put forth for your freedom, our freedom, and a better recognition of what kind of fraud the system is perpetrating. Back to you, dear.
Yeah, and I bet Chad would have some good data about that, actually. Yeah. So that would be great. Well, the House has passed a repeal of Obama health care reform, and Harry Reid is vowing the bill will not come to a vote in the Senate. But before everyone starts getting excited that maybe the Republicans are on our team, let's be real clear that both parties are so strongly influenced by big pharma financial interests that they are not going to be operating under the guise of constitutional restraints or the best interests of the American people. And, you know, the entire government system exists at this point to please corporate systems, whether you're talking about banking or the military industrial complex or the pharmaceutical industrial complex or any of these other elements. It is not about the little people. We have created the perfect storm for elitist anarchy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's interesting is that the Natural News had an article about this, and in it, it talks about revoking the personhood of corporations, which I'm excited that that kind of an argument is making it into some element of the media, because that's my biggest argument is the whole problem with a corporation's legal standing in our current American matrix.
You don't think there's a hit contract out on that guy, do you?
Yeah, he's pretty much going to be toast tomorrow, but he's going to be healthy until the moment of death.
Golly. Well, it's nice to hear it, but, you know, I suspect there's going to be some further hate and discontent come as a result of that.
Well, it's on Natural News, Jerry, so it's not like the people who die are the ones who send secret messages to the government, reform or else I'm going to go public with everything I have. You're basically not well-versed on how evil people operate when you give them a heads up. You don't give grace to the devil. You stab him when he turns around for a second, right in the back. And these people who say, I'm going to tell if y'all don't behave yourselves, I don't know what they're smoking. But I hope
I think they're under a spell, dear. I really do. I think they're under a spell.
Maybe they just can't come to grips with just how evil the elitist anarchists are. But if you have a secret, the first thing you do is call up every media outlet, hold a press conference, and tell everything you know, because then you're safe. They have to keep you alive just to demonstrate what a loon you are. This is just a little
that doesn't always work. It sounds really good, dear, but that doesn't always really work.
What's an example of it not working?
Well, the gravity of the matter, I think, has a direct bearing on it. But, well, look at some of the big talking heads that have been taken out because of the message that they've been putting forth. Now,
well,
it doesn't necessarily mean that the taking out part is done by government. It could be other folks out there.
The other mob.
Yeah, the other mob.
Well, Sarah Lindauer's still alive.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
All right, dear, as a prelude to warming the show up for our guest that comes on at the bottom of the first half hour here, let's go ahead and work through some of the callers in the queue, because when we get there, of course, we're going to want our callers to be
waving the wings.
Well, guest specific when Ivan comes on. It looks like Tom from Brooklyn, who we told to call us back yesterday, is first in the queue.
Hey, Tom. So, Tom.
Hey, guys. How's it going today?
Good, sir.
I'm not going to take a lot of time with this, but this is going to connect the dots for a lot of people. And, you're not going to find any of this in the links, okay, if you try to Google it. But I'm going to give you, you can get all the components. And I didn't leave you with a teaser last night. I'm so sorry. Yesterday. I'm so sorry about that. And, Jerry, you almost had it with the replenishing of the oil wells, you know, that they will replenish themselves. This falls directly in line with that. I'm going to give you something. Well, I broke the story last night. So, you may find, I'm going to give you some terminology in a minute that you might find a link to after last night, okay?
Okay.
Okay, this is real cool, all right?
Third
all right, what do you know about HARP technology?
Well, I've read about it and the fact that it's sending electromagnetic energy into both the upper atmosphere, and some of the stuff that I've read talks about it actually doing the opposite and sending it down into the earth as well.
Absolutely, Jerry, and this is what I'm about. Do you know what the designation for HARP or the label for HARP was before it was HARP?
Nothing jumps off the
okay,
the roadmap
it's the ARCO
years.
Project.
Excuse me?
ARCO. A-R-C-O. The ARCO
like the oil
project.
Company?
Yes. It was the designation was because of the major funding came from Atlantic Richfield Oil Company. All right. Now, why would a oil company be funding frequency research? Because they were able to do ground imaging and find the oil wells and where the oil wells were. Okay? That's obvious, and people know about that now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a couple of other things that they didn't know about. Well, they found out that when the Russians did the exact same Easter Lung test, okay, they beamed frequency down into the magma of the Earth, okay, and what happened was when they did it with a great deal of amplitude, and they actually caused the Earth to wobble for a moment, okay, and they didn't. They backed off. I mean, you know, they didn't know if they were going to throw it out of orbit or what. They didn't know what was going to happen. Well, they did that. And
when did this occur? Because I don't.
This happened in the mid '80s. Okay.
In
this
the mid '80s.
Nothing
okay.
new. This has to do with the. Don't get ahead of me here. I want you to hear something because once you hear this, it's going to make you. A little bit inquisitive, it's going to make you a little bit angry, and it's going to make perfect sense to you once you've got the foundation, okay?
Okay, well...
When they beam this frequency into the magma, they found out that they were getting a shifting in the tectonic plates, the layers of earth and all kind of matter, layer upon layer upon layer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jerry, you are a smart man. You said, you know, that these oil wells will replenish themselves over a period of thousands of years, okay?
Well,
now,
actually, there's some evidence that it didn't take nearly that long.
No, it didn't.
Ahead.
It didn't. Save me a little bit of time
for the guy out of Montreal here now. Get to your point.
Listen, this is far more important than you would understand. The bottom line here is they found out when they did these experiments that when they shifted the Teutonic plates, okay, and beamed frequency down, all right, when it reloaded the loading factors on each layer, and when that happened, it forced the oil out. And it went up through existing boreholes. In other words, they did something. Here's the terminology that never existed before today or before last night. Frequency fracking.
Okay, instead, we're going to definitely fracking. Check this out. We're going to have to get to our other caller because our guest is going to be on in two shakes of a lamb's tail. If you could give us, send us an email for lifeandliberty@bellsouth.net and we will follow up with this. I'd appreciate it, but we are going to have to go to Kevin. Kevin, I'm sorry, you only have a couple of, maybe less than a minute here. Kevin from Montreal, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Hello.
Hey.
Like many people, I get tired of the fast food news that's dished up on a regular basis. So I was on the internet and went to a small town newspaper from Drumright, Oklahoma. It's called the Drumright Gusher. And they were talking about the small town where people... actually donated their own money to put up street lamps. And in another small paper, they were asking for donations from the citizens so they could put in an intercom system for their schools. Yet the United States and Canada is throwing all of its taxpayers' money around, rescuing people with bailouts, sending every generation to war who never come back.
Kevin, I'm sorry you didn't have an opportunity to get your full thought out. I was kind of concerned about that when we brought you on. But please try to call back tomorrow because it's going to be Frenzied Friday. We'll be right back, folks, with our guest.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Well, dear, are we set to go with our guest, Ivan Stein?
Absolutely, and I am so excited about today's show because now we can have a definitive authority on the issue of December 21st, 2012. What we can anticipate, how to get ready to go, and whether or not we need to stockpile vast quantities of Spam, which we will then be laughing at ourselves and eating for months after December 21, 2012. So, Ivan, welcome to Freedom Frenzy.
Thank you, Jenny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Can you give just a little bit of background for our audience, how you got into this? Because from what I understand, you're not a trained scientist necessarily. How did you get into this subject, and where did you go from there?
Well, I have a scientific background other than and the fact that I was in engineering and worked in aerospace and things of that nature, but you're right, I'm not a clinical scientist in the respect of the people who are oftentimes working at NASA and things of that nature. I was basically triggered to open up to spirit through a series of events in my life, as you can imagine. Oftentimes we go through a low time to come out of it and find a new way of living life, and that happened to me in the early 90s. And I started walking a spiritual path. I started understanding that it was real and not, you know, fantasy. And I started working on myself to improve how I manifested in life, because I realized that what I was manifesting through most of my life didn't serve me and didn't serve my highest good. And as a result of that, I was meditating 10 hours a day. I quit work. I was pretty much ready to check out of society because of what I was learning on the spiritual side. I realized that society at large didn't really wasn't the intent of human life and human existence. So I was about ready to become a Buddhist monk, and because I really enjoyed meditating long hours like that. And what happened is I was shown clearly in my meditations that I was supposed to come back into society. And when I did that, I did it kicking and screaming. I resisted. I didn't want to do it. You know,
you were classic. Having a Jonah day.
What's that?
Have you ever heard that expression, having a Jonah day?
No, I haven't heard that one, but certainly would apply.
Don't feel bad. I haven't either, but I think I gained the gist of it.
You know, when Jonah was rebelling against his call from God, he ended up in the belly of a fish. So a Jonah day.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, of course. Yeah. And, of course, I had to, and I learned later that the returning to society was, is part of the process of course, learning how to maintain your spiritual beliefs and understandings in the chaotic environment that the universe has provided for us to have lessons. So, you know, eventually I understood it, and I was able to harmonize it, and I was able to manifest then wealth and everything else because I had changed the way I did things. And then I realized that my internal work was working very well for me. I was able to process. I was able to grow. I was able to grow rapidly. And then all I did is decide one day to apply my spiritual understanding to the outside world. So I took it from an internal, and then I just said, well, what's going on in the world that I should be questioning like I question the internal stuff? And that, I had no agenda. I was not planning on understanding 2012. I was just asking questions and looking for or waiting for the universe to respond and answers. And the first thing I asked about was global warming. I said, this doesn't feel like it's human. It doesn't feel like it feels like it's an agenda. It doesn't feel like the information we're getting is accurate. And the first thing I did is go online and start doing a little research, and I found the Ice Age core sample data, which is the foundation for the Timeline 2012 presentation that I've given. And I saw the pattern, and I was like, okay, well, why isn't anybody talking about this pattern? Why isn't anybody talking that we're headed right into a new Ice Age at any moment in time? And so what happened is as I started asking questions about the outside world, I kept having more questions to answer, and so it took me down a path which was very organic and dynamic, and I had no idea where it was going.
Wow. All right. Well, you know what I love about your website, which is timeline2012.net, is, yes, you have the spiritual awakening, which kind of drove you into searching for more, and then you came upon the reality of the globe that we live upon and our future that's quickly bearing down upon us. And your website demonstrates, you know, you talk about biblical prophecy, you talk about geology and astronomy, and you wrap together all these different elements, even mainstream managed media, and you demonstrate, okay, there is very probable cause for us to be concerned concerned in a way of preparation for what is coming and how our planet is changing and cataclysmic events that are going to happen on some level, December 21, 2012. And then you give very practical preparedness type information on the site, which anybody can use.
Yeah.
Now tell me a little bit about December 21, 2012.
Let's just say that since I created that Timeline 2012 website and also the Timeline to 2012 video series, that my information grows and expands daily with ongoing research and, you know, internal reflection and inflection. And so if I was to say right today is the events on December 21st, 2012, are most likely, in my understanding of the timeline, and again, this is about a timeline. It's not about, you know, if anybody could pick a specific date, that'd be great. But as far as I can tell, there's no evidence that anybody is able to do that at this moment in time, even NASA. the events that are occurring on the cosmic level, which are triggering everything else, there's various events. I mean, we've all heard the theories, Superwave, Nibiru, or Planet X, as some people call it, and you have a plasma ribbon, and you have, I mean, infinite, you know, a number of theories on what could occur. And nobody can really define exactly when we're hitting the apex of these events. I mean, people say they can predict, you know, when Planet X is coming by, and other people say, well, you can't even see it unless you're, you know, have a certain telescope in the South Pole. The bottom line is that what I've realized is the timeline is what's important. And that timeline, we can watch it unfold. We're watching it unfold now. And if you don't believe in prophecy, in other words, like I go into my presentation, Bible, the Bible information in Genesis, is pretty descriptive. It certainly doesn't give a time frame, but it does talk about, you know, the third Antichrist, the third world war, global famine, and, you know, death from war and famine. Well, most of these things haven't happened yet. And if you understand the timeline of events, then you can watch it unfold, and you don't have to predict a time. And that's what I've learned through my work and my continued research, is that likelihood is that, and it's very realistic, that the events that are in the timeline could not occur between now and December 21st, 2012. So my realization is that, and there's other people now too, Drumvala is also mentioning similar information now. He's saying that, are you familiar with Drumvala?
Nope.
Okay, he is one of the people who has been authorized by Mayan elders to speak on their behalf.
Ah.
A very spiritual man.
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, and so he is also saying, similar to what I've now come to realize, is that the cosmic and geophysical events may not happen until sometime after 2012. It makes perfect sense, considering all the things that have to happen before that those events occur.
Okay, so everybody can draw a deep breath. We have more time to prepare than you imagine. Than
exactly.
We initially imagined. Now, as we're looking, though, at just, let's just talk about the United States. It seems like we are experiencing some radical departures from modus operandi in terms of weather patterns, from what's happening on the eastern seaboard, all the snow in different areas of the country. Atlanta, which is more or less my hometown, although I've just recently moved to Austin, Texas, they have just been stranded in their homes, unable to get out because of departures from normal weather patterns. The U.S. Geological Survey, scientists from there are saying now that any minute California is going to be hit by a superstorm, if history is any clue as to what they're looking into, which could cause massive amounts of damage. So it seems to me, even if the big cataclysmic event, when we come into come in conjunction with the the galactic equator, even though that might be pushed off, it seems like our Earth is really changing, and people better start making changes to their everyday existence.
Yes, and that is more true than you can imagine, or most people can imagine anyway. Yes, the changes in the weather are directly related to the change in the magnetic poles. Okay, you know, if you understand how the magma is spinning around and causing this magnetic field to be generated, well, it appears that that magnetic shift has caused the magma to spin. Of course, the magma is spinning in relationship to where the North Pole is. The North Pole is moving towards Russia, so the magma is now spinning more towards the United States than towards Brazil. Okay, so that is causing a difference in the magnetic field, and then also this is why Europe is becoming so cold, because the North Pole is moving towards Europe, and South America is becoming more cold because the South Pole is moving towards South America. So yes, the weather changes are going to affect everybody, and they are going to accelerate and become more extreme, and thus we are going to have a problem producing food in the same way that we have been in the same locations. And of course, this is part of the timeline of global famine. I mean, even Nostradamus talked about the inability to grow food where it's normally grown.
You know, it really seems like a godsend that, I mean, of course, none of us knows for certain what the future holds, because I don't know if you have your crystal ball handy, but I lost mine. it's nice that we are seeing these birthing pains and watching the planet start to demonstrate that it needs to come back into balance. You know, humans, yeah, especially corporate interests, have done so much to destroy our ecology and plant life. And when I think of genetically modified organisms, you know, yeah, footloose and fancy free across the globe, it's terrifying to think of that. So we are due for a correction. But it seems like it's a much better thing when we have so much time, and people seem to be transitioning on some level into more of an agrarian lifestyle. Certain people anyway, the remnant, I guess, the people who seem more cognizant of coming events and articulate, less glued to American Idol, if you will. So tell us, you know, taking all these things into consideration, how should the average well-informed patriot begin the process of changing, and what tools do you have to help them in having a knowledgeable awareness of the future?
Yeah, thank you. First, let me mention that you mentioned some of the global events that are occurring. In my understanding and my belief, we are being given a warning, and the tsunami help me out with the name of the country where we had the tsunami in December. Sumatra?
Yes.
Sumatra, okay. These are warnings for people to get off the coastline. I mean, you know, if people are not really paying attention to all the warnings, the weather warnings are to show us that we need to be a little more mobile, that we've locked ourselves into locations that are not sustainable. And what you're talking about now is the sustainability part, which is the most important part, because as far as I can tell, we have never achieved sustainability on this planet at any moment in time. Even in the medieval days in England, they had to protect the forests so that all the deer weren't killed by the hungry people. If we were left to our own devices, we would devour this planet without the corporations. And that's the honest truth. The corporations are just helping it along, and also genetically mutating stuff so we get cancer, of course, for their monetary benefit. But we have still yet to learn how to live in harmony with this planet, and that's what this is all about, of course. As far as the tools that I've provided, of course, I have the Project TriStar website, which is a model for community, and it's a model for sustainability. On there, you know, we have a complete, you know, list of lifestyle changes that I believe and fully believe that we are going to have to make to become more sustainable. And the real thing as far as a globe right now and sustainability is that right now, even if the economies didn't crash, which will send us straight into a depression and global famine, even if that didn't occur, we are already having an acceleration of famine globally. You know, certainly people have been starving on this planet for a long time, but it is accelerating. We're coming up with shortages of rice and grains all over the world now. And this is going to accelerate this problem of sustainability.
And also,
we've overfished our oceans. They say in 10 years there won't be any fish left in the ocean. You know, that's hard to imagine, but knowing what has happened in the last 50 years, it's certainly plausible.
One of the frustrations for me, Ivan, we have friends, and I have friends and colleagues that are very involved in Haiti, and the way the United States foreign policy has actually undermined farming in Haiti over some decades. And so farmlands have been abandoned, no longer being pursued, flooding. There's no crops to kind of absorb more of these waters when climate patterns are changing. And then the influx of genetically modified seed into Haiti recently. That situation is so frustrating to me. And it is happening globally, where the United Nations, if you will, the United Elitist Anarchy, has displaced so many peoples, even peoples within Africa that were self-sustainable, that were making it, but because of the warring and being moved off of the land they're accustomed to and can feed themselves on, moving into these tent cities and so on and so forth. It's just very frustrating to me to watch this unnecessary level of poverty and food shortages.
Yes, absolutely. Certainly the powers that be, if you want to call them that, or the people who control this world are, you know, working to keep us suppressed. And, you know, I always tell people that this is a deliberate plan, because if we did not suffer, if we did not have hardship in our lives, we would be able to grow exponentially. We'd be able to right. grow in the spirit. We'd be able to manifest more positive experiences and more positive events and basically everything we need in life. And then we become, then we don't need the powers that be. And the only way they survive is if they can enslave us. So yes, these are all their tactics to enslave the mankind into serving them and their agenda. And of course, you know, it's challenging at best for people to break out of that mold.
Hey, well, hang on just a second, Ivan. We're going to have to cut away to a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about breaking out of that mold and achieving self-sustainability. So stay with us. This is Freedom Frenzy.
Okay.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, welcome back to Freedom Frenzy. Today we have Ivan Stein on air with us, and he is the, I guess, the author of the materials you can find at timeline2012.net, and also a very useful website, Project TriStar. And Ivan, today, as you have been discussing coming global events and changes and the birthing pains that our planet is experiencing, you've talked several times about lifestyle changes. Could you please elaborate on what exactly you mean by that, and how does that tie into liberty and the security of people in living in a changing planet?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. The concept of sustainability and enslavement of mankind go hand in hand. If we could achieve, I mean, we know that countries and minorities and also third world countries especially are enslaved by the powers that be, even though they were sustainable at one time. The key is, of course, we have to go back to sustainability. And how do you do that? How do you change lifestyles? So let's talk about quickly globally. I mean, if you've heard or watched a video and the website called The Story of Stuff, are you familiar with that one?
Nope. The Story of Stuff. Is that .com?
Yeah, that is a most profound video where somebody took it upon themselves to research how stuff was made and how stuff was destroyed in the process of economic and, resources. And what they found is that, in the last, I believe it was the last 50 years, we have consumed one-third of our entire resources on the planet. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, just say, for instance, that the entire time in history before that, let's say, from 1960 and back, maybe we consumed another one-third. Maybe that's exaggerated, but that just means that we've consumed two-thirds of all the natural resources on the planet at this moment in time. And, of course, we know the population has been growing exponentially, and we consume exponentially, and, of course, the powers that be promote that exponential consumption. So, literally, if you look at that as a graph, and you say, well, how long do we have before we consume so many resources we can't live on this planet? We're probably looking at 10 years. Okay, now that's the hard reality of where we are, that most people have no clue how bad it really is. We are consuming this planet so quickly and growing so exponentially and not managing our population growth or our resources to the point where we are going to become extinct if we do not change our habits and our patterns.
Well, so some of the things that we're already witnessing, Ivan, like the death of the honeybee, and now we're going to be releasing genetically modified fish into the wild and releasing them into our food supply, and these agribusiness plants of producing food on a massive scale the way it was never intended to be produced, because you can't deal with the waste products in a symbiotic manner the way you can on very small localized family farms, where the cycle of life is just cut off. The way of the wicked leads to death, and that's what we're experiencing. Of course, when the population I don't think the population, I mean, the problem is too many people. The problem is too many people herded by corporate interests and global banking systems in order to trap them in this slave vice, and where they become consumers and not producers.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I've heard that there are people that believe that less than 1 billion people is what the planet could sustain. That is something I couldn't really clarify scientifically, but certainly, with the fact that there are people, I mean, sustainability means that you use the resources, and by the time you need them again, they're replenished by nature.
Right.
I don't know anywhere in the world where that's happening right now, and that's why genetics and the mutations that they're doing they're trying to help with that problem, but they're making it worse, of course.
Right. So hang on. I'm so sorry. This is kind of a breaking period. So we've got one more break here, and then we'll come back and have a nicer stretch. Hang with us. This is Freedom Frenzy. We've got great information coming to you from Ivan Stein.
The next